The next patient is Michael Wilson. The last name is W-I-L-S-O-N. Michael, this is the clinical case of a 72-year-old with chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This patient has a decreased renal mass, had a left nephrectomy associated to renal cancer, and this cancer had metastasis in the left upper lobe of the lung. Pneumonectomy was performed. The patient had an ileal conduit because cystectomy has to be done after the HIV failed treatment of the bladder cancer with BCG and mitomycin, period. Despite of all this long history, the patient continues to smoke. And we are persuading him to quit smoking. That will be improvement of the prognosis. Currently, the patient has, in the latest laboratory workup that was done the 7th of December, a creatinine of 2.4 and an estimated GFR of 27. The liver function test are within normal range, and the albumin is within normal range. The protein creatinine ratio went from 400 to 625. I am going to monitor this very closely, and the most likely situation is that this patient is a candidate for finerenone. Following number, anemia. The anemia is related to the CKD, the iron deficiency, and folic acid deficiency. The patient is recommended to go back to iron at least one every other day, and folic acid 1 milligram. The level of folic acid is a borderline. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm that is 3.3 centimeters that is followed by the primary care. Following number, liver cirrhosis of unknown etiology. The patient is not overweight. Following number, diffuse arteriosclerotic heart disease. The patient had a very complex PAC with a stenting of the left circumflex, the first and second marginal branches. The patient also had a procedure in the mid-circumflex artery. He has seven stents. He's followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Joseph, and the patient was again, after discussion of the coronary artery disease, encouraged to quit smoking. Following number, the patient is followed at the Moffitt Cancer Center for the multiple cancers that he had. We spent 10 minutes with reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.